Bingo at Pecos.
Hey, I switched off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the Title 42 border restrictions to remain in place. We'll have more on that coming up at the top of the hour or beyond. But that is a major, major victory for the Trump administration and a real repudiation of the Biden administration. We'll see how long this lasts. The only thing we have is the headline. We do not necessarily have anything else on that, but we will get that for you coming up in our next hour. Coming up in our next hour, we'll hear from Dana Perino. The Trump tax return release could be used against Dems in the next Congress, as early as the next Congress. This is going to end up being like, yeah, it is. It's going to be exactly like the filibuster for Supreme Court justices. Yeah. Harry Reid thought he was pulling a fast one on us, and it turns out it worked against them. And now we've loaded the courts with conservatives. Hello, John Roberts. No, I'm just telling you that's the way it worked. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. states. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court announced it will keep Title 42 U.S. immigration limits that were imposed at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in place indefinitely. Border states had appealed to the Supreme Court, warning that an increase in migration would take a toll on public services and cause an unprecedented calamity that they said the federal government had no plan to deal with. Military police, along with state patrols, will keep people from driving in parts of western New York, where more than 30 died in what's being called the worst snowstorm the region's ever seen.
Executive Mark Poloncarz says 100 military police are being brought in, along with state police.
We'll start being situated at entrances to the city of Buffalo, as well as major intersections, not allowing people to get through.
He says too many people are ignoring the driving ban in Buffalo, making it difficult, if not impossible, for emergency vehicles.
People are trying to drive around in little Honda Civics.
Poloncarz says at the height of the storm, when snow was 4 feet and drifts were even higher, emergency crews could not reach some in need. There were resulting deaths. Meanwhile, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration, clearing the way for federal disaster funding. Julie Walker, New York.
The Department of Transportation will look into flight cancellations by Southwest Airlines that have left travelers stranded at airports across the country amid the intense winter storm. Southwest passenger Kara Dyrek tells ABC 15 Arizona the airline has put her through a lot.
I came to the airport and I didn't even get a notification that my flight was canceled. I was trying to check my bag, and then that's when the notification came up that my flight was canceled. And they said, no one's getting on a flight, a Southwest flight, for 4 days. And they said, we can't help you go home.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 37 points. This is townhall.com.
We thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact, especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. That's PragerStore.com or click the banner.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Downs. With the wicked winter weather continuing to impact travel throughout the country, Las Vegas's airport had the second highest number of canceled or delayed flights as of yesterday. The only airport with more delays and cancellations in the country was Denver International. Unlike flight tracker FlightAware reports 165 flights leaving Las Vegas were canceled and 134 flights were delayed. The most impacted airline across the country was Las Vegas's busiest, Southwest, which canceled nearly 2,900 flights and delayed more than 700 across the country yesterday. Today promises to not be any better, as Southwest has already canceled more than 2,400 flights today, or 60% of their total flights. Caesars Entertainment is upping the ante on creating an exclusive experience for the upcoming 2023 Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, offering what it calls a $5 million Emperor package. It includes a five-night stay at the Novo Sky Villa and other amenities that we just don't have time for. Cover that later today.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I know for $5 million, it ought to be a lot more. Don't expect some heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 southbound through the resort corridor right now. It starts up around Oakey all the way up to Tropicana. And remember, those lane restrictions continue in that area till February.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I can't wait for Southwest Airlines to explain what happened. I've got friends that are stuck here in town trying to get home, and they're not going to be getting out for like 4 days, is what they're saying. 4 days. With no hotel room. Just, man, it's just weird. One of the things I want to do in this hour, and we'll take some calls along the way, 2022, to me, it was a transition year. It was not always positive. It was not always negative. But I'm curious what you think of 2022 as you look ahead to 2023. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What did 2022 mean to you? I'm just curious if you think, you know, because they're talking now that we're going to have a recession. I'm convinced we're in the midst of a recession right here, right now. Okay? And now we got the prospect of layoffs and all kinds of other stuff. Runaway inflation is still going crazy. Anybody that's been out shopping for gifts. Can I tell you what I did yesterday? I bought a bunch of 50% off Christmas gifts. You know, those Russell Stover chocolate Santas with the marshmallow or the coconut inside. Oh, good stuff. Oh, bought them for 50% off. Yeah. At Walgreens. And I'll bet you they still have them if I didn't buy them out at that particular location. But I also want to look ahead to 2023 because the fact is 2023 is going to be here, and it's one of those things where it's just sad when you consider we had such a good thing going under President Trump, and now we're stuck with another 2 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's going to be awful. I love Sebastian Gorka. I really do. I don't know if you've seen him. You've seen him in TV commercials and you've heard him on the radio. And really good guy and a smart guy. He was on with Eric Bolling last night. In fact, let's go to cut number five. He was on with Eric Bolling on Newsmax last night. And Eric Bolling is trying to sell the idea of a third party, independent party running for president. Now, we've got this group called No Labels that is talking about a third party. I'm of a mind that the system is rigged against a third party in this nation. I'm sorry, but it is. And Sebastian Gorka, to his credit, said it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. It's just something that the system is rigged against it. This was Dr. Sebastian Gorka last night with Eric Bolling on Newsmax. This is cut number five. Let's go to Sebastian Gorka right now.
So what about this idea, you know, Sebastian, of a, you know, a third party? I mean, clearly the Republicans are bifurcated. There's the Trump wing, there's the Rhino ring, and maybe it's time to start a third look-alike party. What do you think?
Well, look, on the surface, it's seductive, it's attractive when you look at how the it's not just the Rhino establishment. When you've got people like Tom Cotton betraying the people of Arkansas by voting for this abortion of the omnibus bill, $1.7 trillion to secure the border of Egypt and Jordan, but nothing for the United States, then, you know, you say, oh, well, you know, the GOP's done. Let's have an independent. However, it doesn't work. Let's just remind our younger viewers how we got Bill Clinton. When Ross Perot comes along, what do? You split the conservatives, and the establishment doesn't win, the outsider doesn't win, and in comes somebody who shouldn't have won the election anyway. So, you know, we are pretty much locked into a two-party system here in America. What has to happen is that the establishment GOP has to become MAGA, has to become America First. And the real secret is, Eric, we've got a primary all of these rhinos out of existence. Get active in politics at the primary stage, not just the election stage.
Yeah, you and I have been doing this for quite a long time, Sebastian. I remember Ross Perot. Yeah, that's 100% true. But it's got to start somewhere, right? It just feels like the country needs some agent of change. And Trump was certainly the agent of change when he came in 2016. Maybe he's the guy who says, all right, I may not win, but I'm certainly going to give people an alternative to the Mitch McConnells and the Mitt Romneys and the Tom Cottons, as you point out. Maybe we start here. Maybe it is the time to start here. And I know the election laws make it very difficult. But again, why not? At some point, let's say enough with them, even if we have to lose for a while.
Mechanism. The why not is mechanism. You literally cannot build the infrastructure that the Democrat or the GOP party has. One man, even if he's got the best campaign, the best ideas, this is a nation of 330 million people, 50 states with the size of a continent. One guy can't do that by himself, even if he's got a good team. You have to have that fundraising infrastructure. You have to have the local committees. You've got to have the electors. You can't start that from scratch. What you have to do is go back to what we did in 15 and 16. You have to have the outsider come in and take control of the party. He did it for a while, and then there was the revenge of the rhinos, the revenge of the long knives of the establishment. That's what has to happen again. And if anybody could do it, remember, when President Trump came in, we had the Billy Bush tape. He was 16 points down behind Hillary, and he crushed Hillary. So if there's anybody who can finally get a grip of the Republican Party, it's President Trump. But it's got to be with every single person who cares for America getting politically engaged. Without that, watching TV shows like yours and mine or listening to talk radio, it's not enough. You've got to get politically active, not just vote.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka last night on Newsmax. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, I think, is on to something, though. The system is set up against a third party. But I want to find out from you, those of you that say a pox on both your parties, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for a third party. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell me what you think about the possibility of a third party. It is something that a lot of people would love to see happen. People that care more about this country than about politics. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think there are people out there who could run as a third party, but I don't know whether they could win as a third party. It would have to be somebody that could get voters. Well, it would have to be somebody that could take votes from both parties and end up winning the election with 36% or something like that. I just don't know that that's possible. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. What about a third party? Tell me what you think. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New Year's Eve, the South Point Hotel and Casino is your hotspot for great times. Love the 80s? You'll love the Spazmatics. Love the music of Queen? Your destination is Bohemian Queen. Want a little of everything in one show? Then the Bronx Wanderers will be waiting to entertain. All shows come with packages included in the purchase price. Go to southpointcasino.com and click on New Year's Eve for more information. This year, welcome in the new year at your entertainment destination, the South Point.
Happy New Year!
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. So good to have you with us. What's going on, man?
Hey, am I getting through to you?
Yes, perfectly.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, good, because you're a little fading out a little bit. Anyway, hope you had a good Christmas. I had a great, my wife gave me the best present I could ever get. Can you believe, can you imagine what that was?
I can't imagine.
She served me with divorce papers. It was wonderful.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, no. Leave it to the professionals, please. Leave it to the professionals.
This topic, it's three-party. Well, let me tell you, I kind of feel that there are four parties right now. Four parties right now. There's the moderate Democrat and the moderate Republican party. Rational thinking people who have a half of a brain, at least. Then there's the complete, on the right side, the complete far right and the complete far left, the Trump base, I consider the far right, the people who back him, which is a small amount, not a really huge amount of the Republican Party. That's a party in itself. And the extreme left on the Democratic side, which is the, you know who they are.
AOC.
I don't consider them a party.
Well, the question is, could AOC and the squad create such a such an entity?
Yeah, you're kind of fading out there, but
well,
can you hear me? I can't. Hear
I,
you,
I can. But I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. Believe it or not, you're okay. Well, we'll let you go then. Clinical Carl, we'll get to him later in the week. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to them later in the week. I do want to check in because I always love it when folks that go woke, go broke, and we always say that, but it's interesting when you see an industry that has been hit really hard, and in this particular case, Gentleman Jim's got one industry that is down a bunch. Not sure exactly why, but I think he's got the answer.
Yeah, Hollywood, believe it or not, Kevin, lost collectively $500 billion in market value in 2022.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Half a trillion?
I have $500 billion. The 30 of the world's biggest media companies lost 40% of their value this year collectively from $1.35 trillion to $808 billion, according to the Financial Times report. Now, there are some extenuating circumstances there, of course. It's kind of a one-two punch, if you will. There's a lot of consumers hey, they got to eat. They have to put, gas in the tank, and they have to put a roof over their head. So they're cutting the cord. So there's a lot of people doing that. That's hurting these market companies. Also, there are fewer advertisers because there's less money out there for people to go out and engage in the movie industry, if you will. And that's because of the